The first reading on this feast is from Isaiah 60, and it's meant to try to bring us, as Rupert of Deutsch said, you know, or Augustine, in ipso facto, non in texto, in quorumis mysterium, let's look into the reality itself in order to touch the mysterion. What is the mysterion here? It is that Jesus Christ is revealing himself to the Gentiles from the very beginning of his time on earth. It's a foreshadowing of the range of his effect through the cross. And so it begins now. And so we have this text from Isaiah 60. Now you see, it's a question of trying to ponder this, pray about this, so that the Holy Spirit takes this reality and impresses it on our spirit, and we see the relationship between this text and the mystery of the day, which is the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. So the text goes, Kumi, Ori, you know, rise up, up, be enlightened. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. This is addressed to Israel. This is Isaiah 60, okay? See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. For those who would have eyes to see, Mary, Joseph, they see already the light of God starting to shine over Israel in this child. That's what faith does. It penetrates below the surface. Just as, to go on with my example, I could go below the surface of the Smith-Jones encounter because I had other information. We can all go beyond the Magi encounter because these texts open it up for us. Israel is bathed in light. And that's what it's saying. Huh? But upon you, you see, Aleka Yiracha Adonai Fukudovo Alaik Yure. His kavod, this is a word we've looked at before. The kavod of God is the radiant manifestation of his saving presence. I'll read a text one day about this overpowering reality. The kavod, the primary place where the kavod is manifested is Exodus, it's Sinai. But then it's there in the meeting tent. But the kavod of God is awesome. It's overwhelming. And so it says here, you see, thick clouds cover, the glory of the Lord shines upon you. Upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears in his glory, which again is kavod. I should tell you this, it might help. The word kaved means heavy. For instance, in modern Hebrew, they can say, hu kaved ma'od. He's a very important man. He's heavy, you know? So you see, it has that idea of weight, of imposing. But it's God imposing, so it's not crushing. But it's more than some people can take. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Israel, you will be the light of the world. Isn't that what Simeon sang? We say it of United Compline, right? The light to your people Israel. You see, Jesus is the light. But he's the light already in the call of Abraham. He's already there. He's already with Moses. He's already in the Exodus. And so he's here. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. You see, this is predicting the return from exile. You'll be carried back to your own land. You'll be there in your own land, and God will be radiant. God will take care of you. God will be with you. That's a solemn promise. That's the church. It fulfills without eliminating Israel, because they're still our brothers and sisters. And I was thinking this the other day, I don't know if I mentioned it yet, in the Jerusalem church, even in the Western Rite, there's a feast of St. Abraham and St. Moses and St. Elijah. They're saints. They're holy people. They didn't have the fullness of revelation, but they could have done much better with what they had than we do with the fullness. And so, then you will be radiant at what you see, which is beautiful, huh? This word is coming up all the time, ra'ah. You will be radiant. Your heart shall throb and overflow. Isn't that amazing? I mean, like, this is such a prediction of joy. God is with us. God is taking care of us. You know, right now, with the financial problems, people losing their work, in almost every parish, there are people who've been evicted. They come back to their house, and everything they own is on the backyard. They're out. How do we give them hope? How do we promise them that God is with them? How do we help them love the ones who have so disturbed the economy that it's in such a mess? You see, we have got to do that. You'll see God still. This is the secret of the saints, isn't it? Now, we're not saints. But nevertheless, joy in suffering. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, the wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, bearing, and this is why the text was given us here, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. So Matthew is very careful to tell us what the wise men brought. They brought gold and frankincense. They are fulfilling this prophecy. They are streaming toward Israel, Jesus. And they're coming there now to honor him with gold and frankincense. So how do we penetrate this now, you see? Well, this is where prayer begins for ourselves and for our people. You pick up this text and you go over it very slowly. And you let these words have an impact on you. Rise up in splendor. Rise up. Even if you've just been evicted from your house, God loves you. God is with you. God will help you. And Christ lives in you. And you are part of the church. The church is the physical presence of Christ on earth. We've got to do something about this eviction. There's no doubt about that. But you haven't lost everything. You have Christ. Your light has come. Why? We're celebrating the feast of the Epiphany. We're celebrating the feast when the Son of God manifests himself, makes himself known. Epiphania. The manifestation. Thus, the Syrian kings used to call themselves Antiochus Epiphanes. I am Antiochus, the manifestation of the God. You're not, but Jesus is. Jesus is literally the manifestation of God. We can see the smile on God's face. We can see him. We can eat his body and blood. You see? Now, darkness covers the earth, thick clouds the peoples, all the other peoples, okay? But upon you, Adonai shines, and over you appears his kavod, his glory. I've mentioned this word before. Perhaps it's worth trying to give you a better sense of it. It's an experience of weight, yes, but not an oppressive push-down weight, just a weight. You know, there's a story, there's not a story, there's a tradition among the rabbis that if you go from the Torah, the first five books, through the prophets, to the writings, huh? So you go, that's Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. Suppose you do that. So you're piercing these pearls and stringing them. And as you go from Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, from the law to the prophets and the writings, finding texts that match, finding things that mutually eliminate one another, you return to the fire of Sinai, which is the heart of revelation. You're back there. So there's a famous story told of two old rabbis, and they were at a party after a circumcision. And one old man said to the other, look what a wonderful time they're having. They're singing, they're dancing, they're clapping, they're eating, they're drinking. Why don't we have a good time? Why don't we string pearls? Now, pay attention to what happens. They start to go from the law to the prophets to the writings, from the law. They're penetrating the Word of God. And pretty soon, the whole room is filled with fire. And the owner comes in and says, you're going to burn down my house. And the old rabbi says, no, you don't understand. This is the fire of Sinai. It will purify you, it will enlighten you, but it will never harm you. Now that's what's being alluded to here, you see? That the Hoshek covers the people, but on you will shine the glory, the kavod of Adonai. Nations shall walk by your light. Now this was the great Jewish dream. They were not closed. They expected the whole world to come and learn through them God's Torah. And they looked forward to it. The Psalms talk about all the nations streaming there. The beginning of that fulfillment is this event, when the nations begin to come to Israel in order to be enlightened. But they're coming to Israel as he is in one person, Jesus, the Son of God. And he's there. And they stream toward him and still do. They still do. So Jesus is the fire of Sinai. Do you remember when Jesus caught up to the fellows on their way to Emmaus and they were all disappointed? And it says, beginning with the law and the prophets, Jesus explained to them everything that talked about himself. He's stringing pearls. He's going from the law to the prophets to the writings. So that when he leaves them, what do they say? Was not our heart burning? The fire of Sinai. Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, is the light that enlightens and sheds understanding on all of Scripture. That's why at the beginning here, he begins his life. But the Epiphania is Jesus in the upper room opening up the Scriptures so that these men could understand what happened.